Louise in Denver says, is anchoring in the body going in the right direction? The idea of the infinite feels like a mental construct. So to get out of the mind, is the body a good stand-in for the self the mind doesn't know and will never know? A good stand-in. That's a good question. She says, the idea of the infinite feels like a mental construct. So first, the idea of the infinite is a mental construct. That's exactly right. Any idea is a mental construct. But the infinite is not a mental construct. And so if you'll look at a lot of the ways that we worked with getting out of the fixation on thought, often, you know, it's an invitation to here, let me put it this way. So if you put your attention on your body, on the one hand, yes, that can take you out of your mind. And there are a lot of traditional practices that kind of work that way. Like, oh, we're also lost in the stream of the monkey mind. Let's just pay attention to the breath, or let's just put our attention on our body. And lo and behold, when we do that for a little while, what happens? The mind calms down. We feel very centered in the body. So from a kind of just relative point of view, certainly putting our attention on the body is a way out of the mind. Definitely is. So, yes. But is it any more of a doorway to what we're pointing to than having your attention on your mind? I would say not really. I mean, in a sense, maybe, because it's just a break from having your attention on the mind, having it on the body and on sensation and the world of physical sensation, then, you know, you never know, right? Just taking your attention off your mind, having it somewhere else for a while, it could open a doorway to a deeper consciousness. So it's not, you know, it's not a bad thing to do, and certainly spiritual teachings ask us to do that. But what if instead of trying to focus anywhere in particular, we allowed ourselves to simply not put our attention anywhere on anything? I mean, this was really the practice. I don't know when you wrote your question, but the practice, the second to last one that I did, you know, the first 15-minute one I did in that session was really an invitation to not fixate on anything and to just keep awareness dislodged from anything. Just, you know, when you can't put it on your thoughts, you can't put it on your feelings, you can't put it on your sensations, it's just, no, don't let it rest anywhere, then where else can it go? Well, that's the mystery. And that, see, then it's like a direct invitation to become aware of consciousness itself, which is infinite and is not a concept. So I would, in a sense, say, you know, it's not a bad thing to do things like paying attention to your body for a period of time. But in terms of the direct awakening and the meditation practice that we're doing here, see if you can challenge yourself to then, you know, not let it rest even there, and then see what opens up. Because the challenge is, if you just focus on your body, you'll just feel very nice and warm and relaxed and pleasant, and you won't be challenged to go beyond to something more profound.